Hey everyone, welcome back into TCO Studios at Winter Park, where we have a special guest, we have a first, and we have a last. This is the last interview that we will do inside TCO Studios at Winter Park as we head to Eagan very soon. But it's new offensive coordinator John DeFilippo's first interview and first time in the studio. Welcome, Coach.
Thanks for having me. I tell you, it's an honor to be here, and the fact that I'm the last guy to have an interview in this studio, there have been a lot of great players and coaches interviewed in this studio, so it's an honor to be here.
That's true. We're going to ask you to turn the lights out on your way out the door. All right?
No doubt.
All right. Welcome to Minnesota. For fans watching, listening, who maybe don't know John DeFilippo, the football guy, what are some principles of your style or your scheme that you want the offense to embody next season?
But the number one thing is creating explosive pass gains and explosive run gains. And how do you do that? You do that by putting your best playmakers in space and in positions for them to make plays. So I think you're going to see our players move around a bunch of different spots. I think you're going to see us pre-snap move and shift some. And you're going to see us try to create as many mismatches as we can with the guys that can make a play with the ball in their hands.
Yeah, and we won't get into specific ideas or players, but when you're surveying places that want you to come and be the offensive coordinator, what was it about Minnesota that you liked?
Well, first off, coming from Philadelphia, we had played them 3 weeks prior to the Super Bowl in the NFC Championship game. So preparing for this football team was not easy. Okay, it wasn't easy from a defensive standpoint. And then offensively, talking to our defensive coaches, there are a lot of players on this side of the football that can make plays. So, I had a lot of opportunities this offseason to go to certain spots and, was planning on staying in Philadelphia, until Minnesota called. So it was really neat when they called.
What's it like to win a Super Bowl?
It's pretty. Honestly, it's just starting to sink in.
Really,
it really is. And this is a few weeks, post game. It's just starting to sink in when you really have a chance to rest after the season, rest your mind a little bit after the season, and realize the journey it takes to get there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of ups and downs. I mean, in the regular season, the Vikings and the Eagles both won 13 games. Both had fantastic seasons. But there's still some ups and downs in the course of that season, even though you win 13 games. So the journey, the camaraderie that you have between the players, the coaches, everyone in the building is just really special.
Are you are you loud? Are you a yeller? Are you calm? What's your style with the players at practice?
I like to be upbeat and positive.
Yeah.
Now, if there's a time where, it's not going so good and I'm the leader of the offense and there's times you got to get after it a little bit. But for the most part, I like to, coach with a lot of passion, energy, and swagger, and that's the way I want our guys to play.
You mentioned preparing for the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. You're going to go against Mike Zimmer and his defensive staff now every day in practice. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be great because here's why I look at it. Number one, it's going to force us to have all the answers. Yeah. And when you face Coach Zimmer's defenses, you better have all the answers to protections, to hots, to sights, to what you're doing because you're going to get tested. He's going to, as soon as you adjust to him, he's going to adjust to something else to take away what you just adjusted to with him.
Right.
So I look at it as a positive for our offense because we get to go against probably is not the best defense in the league every day. Yeah. So it's going to make us better.
Yeah. You're going to go into a new facility, as we mentioned at the top of the interview in Eagan. I remember in 2010 when we were stuck in Philadelphia because of a long snowstorm, we had to practice at the Eagles facility one day. But what's it like to have a state-of-the-art facility? What does that mean to a football team as you prepare for a season? And then in season, you prepare each week.
It's an incredible thing to have. Number one, I was over there touring it the other day, and it's incredible. You can punt inside, and the indoor is ginormous.
Yeah.
And there's going to be plenty of space. And, the thing about it is you want the players to have a place where they want to stay, and they want to hang around each other, because that builds camaraderie on a football team.
Yeah.
And when those guys have a welcoming place to stay, a place where they can go recover and snack bar and a beautiful weight room, beautiful indoor, all those things.
Brand new studio, right?
Brand
Come
new
and
studio.
Talk to the camera.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Those guys want to stick around. And the more they stick around, the more they hang around each other, and that helps build team. So something as big as a project as that was and as beautiful as it is, it can really, really help team camaraderie.
Yeah. Who raised you as a coach? Who do you remember coming up with in the coaching ranks or maybe a head coach that you really admired, anyone like that?
Well, from a head coaching standpoint, the guy I really admire a lot of was Tom Coughlin. And he was the head coach of the Giants when I first got into the league in 2005 and 2006. And I felt like coming into the league under Coach Coughlin was the perfect way for me to come into the NFL. The accountability was stressed, hard work was stressed, staying in your lane, doing the job to your best of your ability. And I think all those traits that I just mentioned, I think are really integral parts of having a winning football team. And those are traits that I've tried to take with me each place I've gone. And then from a position coach, coordinator standpoint, Greg Knapp had a huge, huge impact on me. He's now the quarterback coach in Atlanta. Was a longtime OC in the league and really kind of took me under his wing. And he is a really, really good quarterback coach and a really good coordinator. So Greg Knapp was that guy. Yeah.
Well, you're going to see a lot of those familiar faces at the Combine next week. And after that, we'll have free agency, pro days, the draft. The offseason circuit is going. But I have a feeling your favorite part of it will be when all of your players come back to the building and you can get your hands on them and the scheme and get going in practice.
There's no doubt. And watching tape on college guys and free agents and stuff is part of the process. And it's a lot of fun, and it's part of the process. But at the same time, as a coach, there's nothing like getting on the field and working with guys and watching guys get better. There's no better feeling than getting on the field and watching these guys execute and you know, play to the best of their ability.
Yeah. See, he's a good guy, everyone. We won't hold a grudge against you for that thing in the NFC title game. Okay?
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm wearing purple now.
Yeah, so looks good on you, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Welcome to Minnesota.
Thanks for having me.
All right.